Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be around mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Like to welcome you, and especially you to this episode of Infotainment. Well, now, first up on the podcast docket, I'm going to have my voice try to sound as pompous as I possibly can because I found this story about the most exclusive dating site. Maybe I should sound like Robin Leach. I don't know for those of you who remember him. But it's a site that I didn't know really existed, but it's called Raya. I guess I should have known there was something for that. But it's for the rich and famous and exclusive dating app. Boy, would I like to troll this with some phony thing. Oh, poor Channing Tatum is reportedly looking for love on Raya, the exclusive dating app for the rich and famous that accepts 8% of applicants. Here's what you should know about how it works. Let's see, where do I find how it works? Okay, yes, I did find it here. Channing Tatum is single again. Poor guy. And he's already reportedly swiping for love. But you won't find him on Tinder, Hinge, or any other common dating apps like many other single celebrities. Tatum is reportedly on dating app Raya. Several media publications reported over the weekend. Now you might be wondering, what is Raya? Launched in February 2015. Well, it's been around a while. Raya is a private, elite, members-only app for dating, networking, and making new friends, according to the website. But it's unofficially known as a celebrity dating app for the rich and famous. Cara Delevingne, I don't know who that is. Drew Barrymore, I know who that is. Amy Schumer, Ben Affleck, John Mayer. Now, why would John Mayer need to be on it? I've heard he has more notches on a certain appendage that's about ready to fall off. But Kelly Osbourne, Joe Jonas, and Trevor Noah have all reportedly been spotted on it. And the reason I found out about it was found out that Matthew Perry is engaged to be married for the first time. Vogue writer Carly Sciortino. Man, nobody has the last name Smith, Anderson. I mean, and then can we have easier last names to pronounce? It's called Raya, the Soho House, and the You Can't Sit With Us dating apps. The consensus seems to be, why go to a party that lets everyone in when you could go to the party that accepts only a select few, she wrote. How to get into Raya? As with most exclusive services, getting on Raya is hard, and that's because it's supposed to be. Most articles say you need to have it all: success, money, and good looks, thousands of Instagram followers, and the right connections. But Raya founder Daniel Gendelman told Kevin Roos of the New York Times that you don't need to be an attractive Instagram star, and that flaunting wealth is a red flag. Rhea aims to be, it aims to curate digital dinner parties full of interesting and passionate people, he said, adding that he envisioned it as a meeting place for influential people to create projects. Yeah, right. Who knows? An algorithm and anonymous global committee of 500 people determines members based on their application. Oh my gosh. That's almost as hard as getting your podcast on certain platforms. I see SiriusXM refused my offer to do a podcast for $400 million. But maybe someday they'll come to their senses. You need to stand out, be creative, be known, or be an expert in something. And share a common bond with the Rhea community, according to Rhea's website. I'm going to have to check that out. It seems like every time I want to start podcasting again to turn in another round of sound to help finish this podcast, that every noise possible starts up. People in the hall talking, people outside talking, car noise, train noise. But I did mention Matthew Perry from Friends, from that dating site, Rhea. But I'm going to go now to Courtney Cox. Hopefully you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and are full on heading into Christmas, such as it is this year. But if you were a fan of the TV sitcom Friends, you remember the episode where Monica Geller, Courtney Cox, put a turkey on her head to cheer up Maddie Perry, as he's known on Instagram to his close personal friends, Matthew Perry, or should I say Miss Chandler Bong? No, Miss Chandler Bong. I got an interesting, she put up an interesting video on Instagram about that. And then she recreated that scene for a few seconds. And it actually looked like more of a real turkey than the one used on the show. Looked extremely gross, but it was funny what she said before she did that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. I'm feeling so thankful. And also, if I get one more gift with a turkey on my head dancing like a fool, I'm just going to snap. So anyway, since I'm the symbol of Thanksgiving, here you go. Hope it makes you happy.
For those dedicated fans of Friends, you know how the rest of the song goes. But that was sure funny. She did that for a few seconds with that turkey on her head. And at $1 million an episode at some point during seasons of Friends, I think I would put up with it. The discomfort. And I'm sure that was a fake plastic thing they made up or whatever, but the one she did this video on looked a little more realistic. Oh, before I forget, you guys know about that website Cameo, where like musicians, sports figures, comedians, whatever, will leave a personalized birthday message, anniversary message, sing happy birthday, wish somebody a happy birthday to someone over video, which I think is kind of a neat idea. I'm doing that now for $10. You can have an audio message sent if you're a fan from the show. Send it to my PayPal at randyms12@gmail.com. And I do have my first one, and it comes from Michelle, and she wants to wish her husband a happy anniversary that's coming up. And she is sad that you had to be on a business trip with your secretary in Las Vegas over your anniversary date. She knows, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but she knows you two have been effing. So what I have to tell you is she's got all your stuff on the front lawn with a nice big free sign there. So hope you're having a good time in Vegas. You might not be having a good time when you come back. She said she's filing for a divorce. So, that will be a not so happy anniversary from Michelle to Brad. Happy anniversary to you, Brad and Michelle, 25 years of marital hell. When you get back, be prepared to give up half your money. Happy anniversary to you. Nice little ditty, don't you think? Yes, you can leave a message of what you want to say for your loved one or hated one at randyms12@gmail.com and $10. And I will put a personalized message in my podcast or sent as an attachment to an email as an MP3 so that you can play to them. And much less money than most of the people on the Cameo website. Backtracking a little bit, I did see another Instagram video from Courtney Cox, and it was shown how she did that with the turkey. She had a plastic bag over her head, and it showed her trying to stuff that thing over her head. And she was had a boner that was hurting her head. Did not look like easy breathing, I must say. I did not see any mouth hole in the plastic. It must have been strictly through the bottom of the bag. But she got it done, though. It was a massive dump. Yes, I know I took a hard left turn from Courtney Cox and her turkey, but I must say that Trump's last speech about the fraudulent election, as he claims, which every reasonable adult has said, that there was no major election fraud, and he just doesn't realize that elections don't just stop when you win. All the votes must be counted. It is funny that Trump talks about massive dumps and Rudy Leaks has taken his shit show on the road to any official who will listen. The other day he was in Michigan, and you can check out his flatulence. I must say, between Trump and Rudy Fartaloni, I haven't heard so much talk about farting and massive dumps. But here's the audio of Rudy Leaks.
Didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't want to know the truth.
Not part of that.
I will ask that he be disciplined for that. First of all,
hold on. Let's
first of all.
Yes, First of all, let's admit there was odor in the court. The expression on the woman sitting next to Rudy Fardaluni was priceless. I know that Rudy pines for the days that the most embarrassing thing he did was put his hand down his pants.
That was legitness.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I would like you to know that I put this podcast together kind of like a train track. I lay a section of it, edit it, and save it, lay another section down, recording, and edit it, and so on. And after I recorded my last segment, this is new today, I found out that Rudy Giuliani has COVID, and I wish him a speedy recovery. I don't wish anything else, speedy recovery to him. But I do wonder, since Rudy has been sort of an embarrassment to Trump for several incidents here lately, I wonder if he would give a shit if he died. I doubt it. My opinion of Trump is that he would have made a good mob boss. He would order somebody else to do something totally wicked and then have enough fall guys so he couldn't be touched as far as prison time. Any disagreements, and he would throw you under the bus. Or a cult leader. Well, basically, he's a cult leader right now. It makes me think, I watched some of that Georgia rally for the two senator runoff elections in support of them, which basically became, election is a fraud and all that. And his 46-minute speech was basically all about that. Nothing about COVID, though, and that we're approaching 285,000 deaths. And looking at the crowd, practically no one was wearing masks. Some were. And looking back, I do not regret my vote one iota, because of the way the Trump and Biden held different styles of rallies. I don't know where Trump needs to go to buy a heart, but he sure could use one. Hopefully these vaccines will help out a lot. I think maybe it's time for emergency use for medical personnel. I read a story today where one guy went in for a study and he was willingly exposed to the virus to test it out. Takes a lot of guts to do that, but I won't give out what he said, basically because I don't want to influence anybody one way or another on whether they should get the vaccine. If it is found to be safe, I would hope they do, and if I knew of anybody that went to a Trump rally and they wanted to come over to my house and they said they didn't wear a mask, I would not let them come over unless they had quarantined for at least 2 weeks and had maybe two or three COVID tests. Well, that's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. I don't know. Maybe I'll end this podcast early because this has just put me in such a, Debbie Downer mood of what I've heard today. But I wish you a happy day during this shitty year, and as much as you can have one. And Godspeed and the vaccines. And I would encourage everyone to stay as safe as they possibly can. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.